I remember the morning I looked at my backyard and realized I was out of room. Every square inch of the patio was covered in terracotta pots. The vertical trellises were heavy with squash. I had reached the limit of what a standard suburban lot could provide. It was a proud moment, but also a frustrating one. My hands were stained with soil, and my heart was full of a desire to do more. I felt capable of feeding my family, and perhaps my neighbors too. That feeling is the spark of self-reliance. It is the realization that you have the skills to grow, and now you just need the space. Choosing to expand is a massive step. It changes your daily rhythm and your financial priorities. You have to decide if you want to optimize your small yard or take the leap into a multi-acre plot. This guide is my way of helping you navigate that choice. We will look at the hard numbers and the heavy lifting. I started my journey with 3 raised beds and a dream. For a long time, that was enough. But as I became more proficient, I started seeing my backyard not as a garden, but as a puzzle with missing pieces. When you decide to scale up your food production, the first thing you have to do is audit your current scope. You need to know exactly what your land is doing for you before you decide to buy more of it. The scope and the why. Why does the scope matter? Because efficiency is the bedrock of self-reliance. If you cannot manage a quarter acre efficiently, 5 acres will destroy your spirit. I learned that the hard way by trying to cram too many species into a small space. The why here is simple. Sustainability. You want a homestead that feeds you, not one that drains your bank account and your physical health. Understanding your current limits allows you to make an educated guess about your future needs. The microclimate reality. Every backyard has a personality. I spent a full year tracking the sun across my lot. I noticed that the north corner stayed damp 3 days longer than the rest of the yard. That is a microclimate. When you are looking to expand, you have to look for these patterns. If you are staying in your backyard, you use vertical solutions. You use cattle panels arched between beds to double your growing area. But if you are looking at a small plot expansion, perhaps an acre or two, you are looking at a whole new set of environmental factors. You have to ask if the new land has the same drainage or if it sits in a frost pocket. Safety and the law. Before you pick up a shovel, you have to talk about the red lines. I cannot stress this enough. Check your local zoning laws. In my town, I can have chickens, but I cannot have a permanent structure over a certain height without a permit. If you expand your backyard garden into a small plot farm, you might suddenly fall under agricultural zoning. This can change your property taxes and your water rights. Always call your local code enforcement or the county extension office. They are your best allies. You do not want to build a beautiful greenhouse only to be told it violates an easement. Steps for assessment. Measure your current output. How many pounds of tomatoes did you get per square foot? Test your soil. High-intensity backyard gardening wears out the earth quickly. Check the shadows. Map where the sun hits in June versus October. Review the deed. Look for restrictions on livestock or commercial sales. Fixes and care. If you find that your backyard is lacking, you can fix it with soil amendments. I use a mix of aged manure and leaf mold. However, if the fix is too expensive, that is your sign to look for a new plot. Care for your land means not overworking it. If you choose to stay small, you must practice strict crop rotation. If you move to a larger plot, your care routine shifts to land management and erosion control. The fence defines your space, but your vision determines how you use it. Moving from a backyard garden to a small plot operation is like moving from a bicycle to a truck. Everything gets heavier, faster, and more expensive. In this phase, I had to stop thinking about gardening and start thinking about systems. When I added my first half acre of row crops, I realized my garden hose wasn't going to cut it anymore. Why systems matter. Infrastructure is the skeleton of your homestead. If the skeleton is weak, the whole body fails. The why behind proper infrastructure is time management. You only have so many hours in a day. If you spend 4 of them hauling water by hand, you have no time left for weeding, harvesting, or heaven forbid, resting. Building strong systems now means you are creating a homestead that can run even when you are tired or sick. Irrigation and water. The biggest shift I experienced was the water bill. In a backyard, you can get away with a sprinkler. On a small plot, you need drip irrigation. It is safer for the plants because it keeps the leaves dry, which prevents fungus. You have to map out your main lines and your header pipes. This requires a basic understanding of water pressure. If your plot is uphill from your well, you are going to need a pump. Always include backflow preventers to keep your drinking water safe. Fencing and buildings. In my backyard, a simple picket fence kept the dog out. On the plot, I had to decide between permanent and mobile fencing. I chose mobile electric fencing for my poultry because it allowed me to rotate them and heal the soil, but for the perimeter, I needed a 5-foot woven wire fence to stop the deer. Then there is the shed issue. You will need a place for your tools that isn't your garage. Placing your outbuildings is a science. You want them close enough to be useful, but far enough away that the smell of compost or animals doesn't drift into your kitchen. Tools and materials: heavy-duty poly pipe for your main water lines, T-posts and a post driver, essential for quick fencing. Landscape fabric, to manage weeds over large areas where mulch is too expensive. Solar fence charger, for remote areas without power. Checks and care: every Monday, I do a perimeter check. I walk the fence line to look for gaps or sagging. I check the irrigation timers to ensure no one is getting drowned or parched. Care for your infrastructure means winterizing your pipes before the first hard freeze. If you leave water in those lines, they will burst, and you will be starting from scratch in the spring. Infrastructure isn't the pretty part of homesteading, but it is the part that makes the pretty parts possible. This is where the rubber meets the dirt. When I finally stepped into small plot expansion, I had to trade my hand trowel for a tractor. It was intimidating at first. I was used to the quiet work of hand weeding, and suddenly, I was responsible for a machine that required diesel and grease. This chapter is about the tools that change your life and the labor that test your resolve. Why mechanical power matters. The why here is physical longevity. I want to be doing this when I am 80. If I try to broad fork a full acre by hand, I will be done by 50. Scaling up means using mechanical advantages to preserve your body. It is about working smarter. Self-reliance doesn't mean doing everything with your bare hands. It means having the skills to maintain the machines that help you. The PTO and the implements. If you move to a plot larger than an acre, you will likely look at a subcompact tractor. The power takeoff, or PTO, is a shaft that transfers the engine's power to attachments. I learned how to hook up a brush hog and a tiller. It changed everything. Suddenly clearing a field took 20 minutes instead of 3 days. But with that power comes a new safety protocol. You never, ever get near a moving PTO. You wear tight-fitting clothes. You respect the machine. The labor audit. One thing I didn't expect was the logistics of amendments. In my backyard, I bought bags of compost. For the small plot, I had to order a dump truck. You have to have a place for that truck to drop its load where it won't wash away in the rain. You also have to track your hours. I started using a simple logbook. If I spend 10 hours a week on one crop and it only saves me $20 at the grocery store, I have to ask if that is a good use of my life. Expansion requires you to be a manager as much as a grower. Steps for machine maintenance: check the fluids. Oil and coolant are the lifeblood of your equipment. Grease the fittings. Anything that moves needs lubricant. Inspect the tires. Dry rot can sneak up on you in the off-season. Sharpen the blades. Dull mowers or tillers work twice as hard and do a worse job. Care and fixes. If a machine breaks, don't panic. Most homestead equipment is designed to be repaired. I kept a basic set of wrenches and a shop manual. Care means cleaning your equipment after use. Mud holds moisture, and moisture causes rust. When you treat your tools well, they treat your land well. The transition to a small plot is a transition in identity. You are no longer just a gardener. You are a land steward. It is a heavy responsibility, but standing in the middle of a productive acre that you managed yourself is a feeling of capability that no backyard patch can match. Choose the scale that fits your heart, and the rest will follow with work and time.